Hello. Hello, it's been 8 months, probably, by the time this comes out. We've been gone for a while, and we've wanted to come back for a long time as well, but life has just been really busy in the best way, and we're here now to talk about where we've been for the last 7 to 8 months, and to talk about our plans for season four, because we are in fact having a season four! Hooray!
Yay! Hooray!
Yay!
Lisa is so positive. What she did not mention is we almost quit this podcast last year. We were just going to end it as is, but lucky you guys, we are back.
Yeah. To be fair, I did rebrand the podcast, and so I wanted to use it.
So where have you been, Lisa? What have you been up to the last 8 months?
I've just been keeping busy. I feel like you have had a more eventful year, kind of. I don't know. Like, you've had a lot more going on, and I was just, like, having fun.
That's fair. I will say, a lot of this hiatus is due to me. Just not, like, simply not having time to edit the last episode that we were supposed to launch last year. I kept pushing it off. Lisa and I went to New York together. It was our first trip together, and I think I used that as like an excuse to push off editing and publishing that podcast episode. And then I got married last year, so that took a lot of time, and then I felt like there was never really a good time to get back into podcasting and wrapping up that episode, but I'm gonna do it. I'm editing it right now, and that's going to be the first episode of the new season. So today we're going to talk about that trip to New York a little bit. We're going to talk about some disclaimers for that first episode. But yeah, I want to hear about what you did, Lisa. I know you said it wasn't that eventful, but...
Yeah, I guess we can start with New York, because I do feel like that was the beginning of the end for season three. Because I think I was supposed to edit an episode before your episode, and I also used New York as an excuse to not edit it. But yeah, we went to New York, and it was a lot of fun. We were there for like a week and a half during spring, and like cherry blossom season, which was so beautiful. I loved Central Park.
Yeah, New York was awesome. I love traveling with Lisa. You're the most organized, thoughtful, flexible travel partner. You dealt... You also traveled with me and Andrew. Like, and I don't know too many people who are willing to travel with a couple. And you've seen us at our lowest of lows in the highest stress of traveling. And I appreciate you so much for that. Central Park was beautiful. The cherry blossoms were gorgeous. I felt like every day we walked at least... Well, the first day over 20,000 steps. That was way too much. The next day, 18,000. Still too much. And then by the end of the trip, Lisa and I were like, we should get a massage when we're back. No, actually, while we were in New York, we just didn't want to go out anymore. And we thought, wow, for this last day that we're in New York, we should just get a massage. But nothing was available.
Yeah, it was so expensive.
Yeah. It was a wonderful time. I loved it. I would totally go back with you, Lisa.
I mean, I had a lot of fun with you and Andrew. Yeah. And honestly, like, I was like so glad Andrew was there, because he was just like telling us where to go. And I was like, yes, thank you.
Andrew was the designated GPS.
Yeah.
We outsourced different aspects of the traveling to each other. And Andrew, he helped us navigate all the subway systems. It was great. We could just like turn off our brains and just like look around, enjoy.
Yeah.
Like little lemmings.
I think we're thinking about going back to New York this fall, right?
Or at least. Oh, yes.
I am. But yeah, I wanted to see, like, autumn.
The seasons are real there.
Yeah, I want to see more of Brooklyn, because we only designated, like, 2 days in Brooklyn, and those were, like, my favorite days.
Yes, I can see why everyone moved to New York, or, like, specifically why everyone moved to Brooklyn in my friend circle. So pretty.
Yeah, and then, so then after New York, I think you kind of shifted into, like, wedding planning mode.
Yeah. My wedding was in October, so I was like, ooh, 5 months away. Yeah. Wait, 6 months away.
Yeah. So that took up all of your time. Yeah. And in that time, I had my family come up and visit me in the Bay Area. My friend Jenny came up and visited as well, like the following month. I went to my first design conference in LA, did some pottery, helped Issa with her wedding, also helped my company throw our first conference. So I helped design like the branding and stuff, and I got to be a photographer. Yeah.
That's so many things. I feel like you had, I don't know, last year you just blossomed so much, like professionally, and you developed so many relationships with your friends and then people at work.
Yeah.
That was awesome to see you grow like that. My wedding, yeah, that took up my whole life force. Yeah, and I really could not have done it without you, Lisa. Like, you supported me in so many ways. Like, not only did you design my invites and helped me get ready and held my phone for me the entire day of the wedding, but you just helped keep me sane when I was literally off the rails. Yeah, I guess I can talk a bit about my wedding a bit. I am someone who loves, like, planning, organizing, planning events, meeting with people. I didn't think I would be so stressed out planning my wedding because, I mean, I'm like a project manager as my full-time job. So I thought, oh, that's easy. Like, clearly the hardest part about planning a wedding is like the logistical project management aspect of it. But I was shocked. I was like, wow, the scale of this stress is enormous and uncalled for. So yeah, and I think I realized the stress is mostly in terms of relationship management. Like, my family, like, the amount of family drama my wedding generated was kind of crazy. My relationship with my mom was rocky. And even with, like, my husband's mom, like, my new mother-in-law, everything was so expensive. I felt like every day I would end my job at, like, 4 p.m. and then just work on my wedding straight until, like, 10 p.m. It felt like just another full-time job, like, yeah, on top of my real job. So, yeah, I think I didn't manage my time very well. Like, I had a whole year to plan it. What did I do in that whole time? Oh, yeah, and then my wedding venue canceled on us, like, yeah, 1 month before the wedding. I forgot about that. So we basically had to replan the entire wedding in a month, which was also pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. I don't know. I feel like I could just talk about, like, the wedding industrial complex for a whole episode. But overall, I don't regret it. I mm-hmm. think it was a wonderful day where literally every person I love in my life was there. And I don't think that will ever happen again. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Yeah, that's definitely not going to happen again. I mean, yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I don't regret it. But that, yeah, that took years off my life.
It was beautiful. It was so much fun.
Oh, Lisa, you're the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I also had post-wedding anxiety, too. Like, just mm-hmm. ruminating on everything that went wrong, like, all the money that we spent, whether it was worth it. And, yeah, it took me at least, like, a month to recover, I feel like. But yeah, thank you, Lisa. I love hearing your perspective because it really grounds me.
And then, I mean, like, by the time your wedding ended, or like by the time your wedding came and passed, it was basically the holidays. Mm-hmm. And we were like, why would we start now?
Yeah. It's Christmas. Who records a podcast on Christmas?
But yeah, I think that was around the time when we started to be like, should we? I think actually specifically, it was probably like Spotify Wrapped came out.
Yes.
And we saw our stats in Spotify Wrapped, which was like really surprising. It honestly, one of the more surprising aspects of us being gone so long is that people are still listening, apparently.
Yeah, who are you people? So, why?
So we were like, oh, you know, people like this podcast and they seem to be sticking around, so we should try again.
It was super motivating and inspiring. I feel like we started this podcast simply to catch up mm-hmm. and to talk to each other about things that we love talking about. And we just said this, Lisa, over a chat, but honestly, every listener is just a bonus. I take joy just listening to our podcast for myself. And so to think that people actually care, mm-hmm. it really reframed like the why for this podcast. I felt, I don't know, all of my creative juices flowing again for like content I'd love mm-hmm. to share and talk to you about, and how we can experiment with like our Instagram posts and potential partnerships. And I think what also inspired me was we didn't release this episode, but we had a co-pod, how do you describe? We were guest stars on another podcast called Don't Be Strangers. It's Lisa's friend, Shinyi. And just connecting with people like that, like in the podcasting community, was so awesome. And it made me, motivated to have more experiences like that.
The lost episode, because something happened with my audio, and so that episode never got released.
Yeah.
But I think one of our plans for this season is, like, I'd like to have her on our podcast.
Yes.
And talk to her again. And hopefully nothing happens with our audio.
Yeah, I would love that.
So I guess we can talk about our plans.
Yes.
So, like I said before, I did kind of do a rebrand for the podcast. So you guys will be seeing that. I'm very excited about it. Yeah, new logo, new colors. It's gonna be fun.
They look so good. Lisa worked so hard. I get so happy when I see it. In terms of topics, Lisa and I are still pretty interested in internet aesthetic deep dives. I know that the concept of, like, an aesthetic, it's constantly being canceled and challenged, but even so, more and more aesthetics keep emerging. Yeah. So Lisa and I are always, you know, messaging each other about, like, clean girl aesthetic, or I don't know, all these different ones that we're seeing in our Instagram feeds and TikTok for you pages. So
yeah,
that's still an interest of ours. It seems like it's an interest of our audience as well. And then I think we're also going to keep talking about aesthetics as a topic more generally, even as they don't specifically relate to an internet aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first episode is actually technically a season 3 episode that never got released.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that one's about money, right?
Yes, that one is about money. Yeah.
Finances and how we spend our money. Right. Like, I don't even remember what we talked about anymore.
Yeah, I'm currently editing it. And so far we talk about how we spend our money and the pressure to keep spending money on certain things to, like, achieve a certain aesthetic or something. So they're all aesthetic tangential. We're also going to talk about cosmetic surgery. Instagram keeps changing its interface, and I feel like it's impact on society. So we'd love to talk about that as well.
I mean, that's what we have planned so far.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for our podcast and the episodes that we have coming out. I'm excited to talk about Instagram. We do we do an episode on Instagram, like, every season. So
there is so much to say about Instagram.
Yeah.
And fun fact, both Lisa and I went on an Instagram cleanse.
Yes.
In the time that we were gone. So that was very good experience that we can also share in that Instagram episode.
Yeah. I'm technically kind of still, I wouldn't call it, is it a cleanse if I'm still on Instagram? I just don't have it on my phone. Because that's how I've been doing it. But even just, like, having it off of my phone has been very helpful.
You have, you're more mindfully consuming Instagram.
Yes, kind of.
Kind of.
I've decreased the amount of time I spend mindlessly consuming Instagram. That feels more correct and accurate.
I would say same. I'm kind of back on it, but I feel like my relationship with Instagram is a lot better. Mm-hmm. We'll touch on this in the cosmetic surgery episode, but I definitely went through, like, in planning my wedding, a very severe phase of, like, body dysmorphia, and my relationship with Instagram soured for sure. So I'd love to share my experience with that and how I have a better relationship with Instagram now, so that I'm not constantly hating my face.
Yay! Hooray!
Hooray! Let us know if there are any topics that y'all are interested in hearing us talk about.
That would be awesome. Please give us ideas. I mean, we have a ton of ideas that we want to talk about. We have, like, a list that is arguably too long. But if you guys have any ideas you guys want us to talk about, we will consider them.
Yeah. We'll probably follow us on Instagram, net.aesthetic, and we'll probably post some polls with topic suggestions. You can vote for which topic you'd like to hear next. So that'll help us prioritize our very long list of ideas.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we will see you guys in the next episode that we recorded in the past.
Yes, that we recorded almost a year ago.